Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Let's talk about friendships for a second. This is what I want to talk about. Is it possible to have a friend through all of life's ups and downs, from childhood right through to adulthood's often very difficult milestones? Well, it is. We know that. But like any relationship, it can be tricky. It can at times. Alison Keating, author and the practical psychologist on Instagram, is on the line now to talk about how some friendships can stand the test of time, but that sometimes it's healthier to let them go. Good morning, Alison. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for being on the show today. Okay. Is it very common for people to have friends from childhood right the way through to adulthood?
It's not as common as we would think.
Oh.
Sometimes I think it's like nearly a myth. Like a lot of people are like, you know, oh, we've been friends. But like to share your whole life together, people do have lifelong friends. But I think they're, and especially say specifically for women, it's like this kind of, they might have historical friendships and the length of the friendship mightn't actually kind of equate to, you know, how good the friendship is.
Okay, yes.
And I don't necessarily think length, and it's something that we see that specifically women do, you know, the length of a relationship, any type of relationship, is the value. Whereas I actually think the value is in what you actually get from it, how reciprocal it is, how much kind of enjoyment there, that you're able to be there in the good times and the bad times. So it is common, but it's not as common as we think. But I think people hold on to it a lot as if it's a status symbol.
Yes, yes, I hear you. Are the friendships you make later in life, are they a bit more authentic because you kind of know who you are later in life? You're more comfortable in your own self.
I'm not, like, I think they were probably authentic when you were younger because that's who you were then.
Okay.
And you don't even know that that you don't fully know yourself yet. But what I think is really interesting about friendships is how incredibly important they are later in life when you actually really need them. And sometimes what I find is that a lot of adults, it's the one relationship they can actually let go of, that actually they really need to kind of stand back and say, no, I actually need to make time for this. Because they might be at such a busy time in their lives where, you know, they might have very busy jobs, they might have family, or they might just be very busy at work, but or minding their elderly parents. So those kind of relationships where there's a duty involved, you can't just say, I'm not going to go to work. Or, you know, I think the friendship one unfortunately gets dropped. Mm. But actually, I think in adulthood, when all the stuff is going on with you, that's actually when you really need your friendships.
What are some of the issues then that can arise when people are friends for a long time?
I think that actually it's harder to be honest. So because you
really
have that connection. Yeah, well, it depends. Look, it all, like, there's no blanket answer in this. Some friends are fantastic and that's just their personality and that's the friendship and they can be completely honest. But sometimes I think in relationships when like a long time has passed, it can be difficult because you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings to say actually how you feel, or maybe you feel you've changed. See, I think that's a big issue in long-term friendships, is that naturally you are going to actually change. And then what I find a lot of times is that if people are at different stages of their lives, it can be really, really challenging to not do the things that you used to do. So if your thing was that, you know, you went out and you had a great time and that was absolutely amazing, but then all of a sudden you have children and, you know, maybe your friend doesn't, or they're at different stages, your lives are at different stages. And that, I'm not saying you can't stay friends, you can, but you absolutely have to put a lot of effort in. And I suppose two resources that are most, you know, the least that you have as an adult are time and energy. So
yeah,
you really have to put time and energy into friendships. And Professor Dunbar, he's the kind of like world expert in friendships in Oxford. And he said, like, it's one of the most important factors in your health and your well-being in life. From 25 onwards, your friendships, they do start to go on because you're not in as many situations where you're seeing people all the time. So I think it's something that people have to say, I actually need to make an effort with this.
Yeah,
I need to actually, but to pick people that feel like you, you know what I mean? But that you come away feeling kind of energized. I think that's a big clue as to how healthy the relationship is, the level of energy you leave with.
How you feel when you leave a meeting,
mm-hmm,
or a coffee or a dinner.
Yeah,
I get it. So then how is that when you know if you're not coming away feeling so great about yourself to step away from a friendship? I mean, I suppose that's one of the most difficult things. Let's be gender specific here. For women to do, I find, to let go of friendships that are maybe a little unhealthy because of time and because of history.
Yeah. And sometimes I do say to women, like, you know, kind of in sessions, I'd say, look, you know, I really like and admire how men are more direct in friendships. They really are. Like, if there's a problem, they'll actually say it. Whereas sometimes, and I'm being general here, but sometimes women will tell the group, but not actually the person. I'm like, just go straight to the person and say, look, this is how I'm actually feeling. That's possible if you want the friendship to stay. But if you're in a friendship that is kind of perpetually, like you feel like you're the therapist, like friendship is not therapy.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes some friendships can get into that rut where someone's just ringing and it's like the rant and then they haven't said anything. And by the end of the phone call, it's, oh, I got to go now. Bye. Like, we have to have kind of boundaries in all our relationships, but it's very easy to get into ruts, I think, in long-term relationships because that
habit
becomes kind of like the precedent.
Yeah,
it becomes
habit. It's so hard to break. So how do you break that habit? How do you start afresh? Is it possible? Is it possible to do that with somebody, you know, 15, 20 years to get out of that rut?
Look, I think everything depends on the friendship, but I really think there is so much hope in friendships. Like, these are social skills, right? So it depends on what you actually want from the end of it. Sometimes friendships do actually need to come to an end. And again, that's where I think we kind of hold on to, well, we've been friends since we were five. We have to stay friends. But you have to actually ask yourself, is this kind of, you know, a mutually satisfying relationship? Am I actually, you know, and that doesn't mean you're having fun all the time, because actually I think, you know, you really form friendships in dreadful times as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about it all being good, but you can put boundaries in place and you can actually let someone know. I actually think if we just got more comfortable saying to someone, do you know what? I am not a therapist. I actually think it would be good if you had a talk with someone, because I, as your friend, I'm 100% on your side and I'm probably not giving you good advice. This is our friendship. It's very important to us. But I think it would be good to get support with this from someone who actually, you know, might be able to help in this area. But for that to not be seen as a negative thing. Now, not everyone can take that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Would you say friends are a major source of issues in people's lives? Like, is this something that is brought up in therapy a lot?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
It is. Yeah. It is. And again, I think there's this odd shame factor with it that you should naturally know how to be friends with someone. But it's such a complex area, really. Like, if you think about it, how you kind of were in school at 16, so your level of kind of popularity, that acts as kind of like an imprint on how your friendships will be going forward. And in not just like friendships, but in relationships, how you actually do at work. And when you think about it, like, so say you're in school and you're getting on well and you feel kind of liked, and that's really the basis of, you know, being popular and feeling and then having friends. And then some people are like, oh, I just make friends easily. But those people who kind of were in a good space and felt good at that stage make friends easy because they interpret kind of even negative things. They mightn't actually even see it.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody who's had a tough time or has felt rejected or has been and experienced bullying, the impact of that is that your filter is going to be more negative. So if someone does something to you, you go, why did they say that? Oh my God, they hate me.
Yeah.
So that continues. So the really odd thing about friendship is if you are feeling that you'd like to have more friends, I would say to people, look, see every kind of situation as a potential to get to know someone a little better. And you do it slowly, slowly. And those kind of factors of like seeing someone on a daily basis, like even the school gate might be a possibility, or your workplace. But to kind of, there is hope, because it's very, very important for people to understand people can feel very, very lonely. You might be surrounded by people, but you mightn't actually have someone who you kind of feel gets who you are. And it's that identity piece, really, isn't it? Because as you said, when you're younger and you have this friendship, that's who you are then. But it is very authentic when you're, say, in your 30s or 40s, whatever age you are, because you do have a better sense of who you actually are. don't you?
Yeah. It's funny, you've mentioned hope twice when we're talking about friendships, which is interesting. You said you have a lot of hope in friendships, so it is worth maybe reassessing, giving it a chance. However, mm-hmm. what are the signs? We touched on it briefly there earlier, but what are the signs you should walk away?
If you come away feeling bad about yourself, if they are always putting you down, sometimes, like, I just think mean girls become mean women. Do you know what I mean? And, like, the truth is, you've got to stand back and say, I always think it's if someone is always putting you down or they're kind of pushing back on everything that you say. I'm all for kind of standing up and people saying, I don't actually agree with you, and I totally believe in psychological flexibility and being totally honest with people. But if you're coming away feeling really rotten about yourself all the time, then you've got to actually question, is this actually a friendship? Or actually, is it kind of really, I'm not going to say toxic, but very unhealthy? So when you say, do people talk about this in therapy? They do. Because, I mean, I know we talk about love at first sight, but I think people, you know, friendships can have like liked at first sight. And that connection is so important. So if you've been friends with someone and gone through so many different experiences together, and to feel like A, either friendship's bad or it's one-sided, it's actually very, very upsetting. It's like, I actually do think it is like a heartbreak. And sometimes we don't seem to have like the permission piece to go back and say, look, what's actually going on here? People ghost each other after years and years of friendship. And people are desperately upset because they've no idea what actually happened.
Got a text in on 51552. I'm 32 and 5 years ago, I ended a friendship with someone I was friends with since we were 3 and 4. I just started to realise how terrible I was made feel and how little I felt after meeting with this person. In the last 2 years, I also realised I was bullied as a child and currently in therapy to deal with it. Took me so long to see what was happening because I felt I had to be friends with them because we knew each other for so long. That I'm sure is a common thread you see all the time in the therapy session, right?
It really is. And it's that part where people, it's part of the identity of the friendship. But we've been friends since we were 3. But actually, is the friendship good? You know, like friendship is one of those relationships that it's a friendship. It's by choice. Even though there is a sense of duty, like if someone, you know, like, but it's not the same as family, you know? So like you have a choice whether you are friends with someone. I do think it's very hard to break up with someone or not be friends with them. But I do think it's okay to put boundaries in place if the friendship isn't actually healthy. Now, if you want to fix it, that's a different story. Then you've got to figure out how do you go back. And I'd nearly say script what it is you actually want to say to someone. So say someone's doing something that upsets you all the time. Say, look, our friendship's really important to me and I really value you as a friend, but I find it very difficult when you turn up an hour and a half late every single time or whatever they have done. And that's a friendship that you'd like to continue. And then it's up to the other person to respect your boundary.
How do you know when you may be relying on someone too much?
I think it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because sometimes I think the person who's relying on the friendship too much
doesn't
might be aware of it. Yeah. So I think it might be the other friend who has to call it out. But I think it can always be done in a really kind way. Like, it's like, I can see you're really struggling at the moment. Like, there's so much going on for you and there's been a lot going on for you for a long time. I definitely think it would be good if you talked with someone to get support with this, because as your friend, I don't have the skills to help you with this.
Really interesting chat. I think it's a food for thought for a lot of people listening. People are texting saying, great, deep and meaningful discussion on friendships, Jen. Absolutely love it. So thank you for being with us this morning, Alison, and we'll chat again soon.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye. There we go. That was Alison Keating. Just really interesting stuff. I think it's such a difficult thing to navigate, isn't it? But why? It's easier for us in a way to break a romantic relationship than it is a friendship. And I'd love to know, have you had to do it recently? Have you had to step away from what you perceived as a toxic relationship? And how did you do it? Did you just ghost that friend? Did you sit down and have a chat? And how is your life in the aftermath of all of that?
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.